Next up is Lucas, and he's going to talk about the transgender cuts in health care for transgender and transsexual community. And Lucas has always been a trainee boy, and he's a member of Quack. And the thing that I love about Lucas, besides being a very special, super sexy boy, is that he also uses tea for good and not for evil. He stands up in his community around sexism. And usually it's women, you know, like whether or not it's in our unions or whether or not it's, you know, in our leftist organizations. Women's issues are usually the end issue, is the issue that is never talked about. And a lot of the times women don't have equal voice. And I really want to thank Lucas, and I think Lucas knows how important that is, that he's stood up for the rights of women. And Lucas is an Aries, and when he gets into those intimate moments, he likes, I hope you're not a vegetarian, Lucas.
No.
That's a good thing, because he likes to bite. You know, biting gives you a better orgasm. It's and again, too, you know, it's a very bizarre, like Lucas will just go for a cappuccino and find a sexual experience. I mean, you just like kind of sexual experiences, you know, in wild and weird different places. And definitely, what else is in your... You were actually sexually compatible with Janine. You know, if you ever had sex with someone, they're totally your perfect type, and you have sex with them, and it feels like walking up a hill. It just doesn't work. I mean, there's certain people that you're compatible with, and Janine and Lucas, and I can do this afterwards, try to find the people in the audience that you're compatible with, and, you know, you'd have better and easier orgasms. Here's Lucas.
Okay, so my name is Lucas, and I'm here to talk about the recent cuts to healthcare services for transsexuals and transgender people in our community. So just to give you a little background, before the Liberal government came in and before the cuts sort of started coming down, there was a place called the Gender Clinic, feared by many. Not the best place to have to go. It was sort of the gatekeeper of all transition for transsexuals and transgender people in the province of British Columbia. You had to come here and go to the gender clinic in order to get approved for surgeries, etc. In around the budget time this year, the Liberal government directed the Vancouver Coastal Health Authority to cut funding to the gender clinic effective almost immediately and provide no interim services for people who are already at the clinic and no services for people who are like myself on the waiting list waiting to get to see a doctor. So for now, there are no services for people who were not already hooked up with the clinic, and the services through the clinic for the people who are already there are not guaranteed into the future.
Yay!
Right now, however, there's been a bit of good progress in the last month or so. The government's decided they want to engage in a consultation process. Heard of that before? So there's a survey going around. They're meeting with different people, and although I think that's a great thing, and it'd be great if the community could design our own community sort of based services. I know that what's happened with basically any kind of government, when they have their little consultations and town hall meetings, that basically they write a report and it gets put on a shelf and nothing happens. So I really want the activist movement to put pressure on the government to do something about the consultation once it's complete at the end of this month, and also to provide immediate funding for interim services. So for people like me who've been waiting over a year to see a fucking doctor, don't have to wait another year. Thank you. And while I have the mic, no, that's great, thank you, I appreciate it. There was a few other things I thought I'd say while I have both the queer community and the activist community sort of in one place, and that is to call upon the activist community and the queer community to start educating yourselves better about trans issues. I see so much ignorance in both the queer community, where our presence as trans people is at best tolerated and at sometimes met with a lot of hostility. Not that there aren't great people in the community, but as a general rule. And within the activist movement, there's basically complete ignorance of what a tranny even is. I think it's, you know, I know that people like need their time to get educated, but I think that time is starting to elapse and that it's time to stand up, read a goddamn book, ask a person a question, find out what's going on, and stop hiding behind your ignorance as if it will protect you forever, because it won't. And since I have the unions here as well, there's union representatives, I'd really also like to ask the union movement, because Sustainable employment is one of the biggest challenges for trans people. We're considered freaks of nature and Frankensteins by the general population, so we're not exactly employable at McDonald's or the government or a local community center, for that matter, a school. For the most part, we have a really hard time getting a job, which puts us in positions of being at vulnerability and high risk for suicide, murder, HIV infection, drug addiction, poverty, homelessness, etc. So I asked the union movement to really take this challenge most seriously, because if we could get jobs and a place to stay and some food, our community would be a lot healthier and be able to fight back for ourselves and not have to ask so much of you. So that's all I have to say.